News, I'm Ben Thomas. Pope Leo delivered his first Christmas Day message as pontiff, urging the faithful to shed indifference toward those who are suffering, highlighting Gaza, Yemen, and migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea and the American continent. Rika Ann Garcia has more Christmas messages.
Around the world, Christmas is celebrated in different ways, but always with the same spirit of hope and togetherness. Christmas Day Mass was held at Notre Dame in Paris, where Paris Archbishop Laurent Ulrich delivered a homily focused on peace amid ongoing global conflicts. In Germany, people were seen in Santa hats getting ready to take a cold Christmas Day plunge in Berlin's Oranje Lake. The winter swimmers braved waters that were almost freezing. Meanwhile, in Lebanon, Christians in the southern city of Tyre celebrated Christmas Mass. They're praying for faith and hope despite lingering tensions with Israel and a fragile ceasefire after months of fighting with Hezbollah. Massgoers shared a resounding message that even through all the hardships, they still carry hope in their hearts. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Another powerful storm system has brought Southern California its wettest Christmas in years. More flooding and mudslides a threat after heavy rain and gusty winds were blamed for at least two deaths yesterday. Another major storm system is moving toward the Midwest and Northeast, with freezing rain, sleet, and heavy snow expected. And if you bought a Powerball ticket at a gas station outside Little Rock, Arkansas earlier this week, you may want to check the numbers. Someone's won the $1.8 billion jackpot. The numbers 4, 25, 31, 52, and 59, with the Powerball number being 19. Lottery officials say they won't know who won until at least Monday, because winners must contact a claim center, which is closed for the holidays. This is AP News. Julie Walker looks at the nation's aging population.
The oldest baby boomers, the generation known as a cultural and political vanguard, turn 80 next year.
There's going to reach a point that we're not so active, and there's a lot of us.
Diane West has concerns.
Society as a whole isn't going to be ready.
About 76 million boomers were born from 1946 to 64. Now they're the second largest age group.
Baby boomers didn't have as many kids as their parents did.
William Fry with the Brookings Institution says there's a caretaker problem.
We don't have as many kids to sort of look out for them, and then there are other kinds of care workers that they need to rely on, and we need to make sure that those people are available. Maybe immigration is a piece of that.
Without immigration, the U.S. population will start shrinking in 5 years. That's when death will surpass birth, according to projections from the Congressional Budget Office. I'm Julie Walker.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.